Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose braid.
Kia ora, Jenna. How are you today?
I am good, thank you.
Am I sounding doubled up and weird to you?
You are indeed.
Okay, what we might do is play one more track, and then we will have a chat with you in just a minute.
Thank you.
While we sort that out, love tech. This is Isabella Austin with Truth Bubbles Up.
You thought you might get away with sneaking out the window one by one yesterday. Thumbs up, all lined up, picked up, no surprise. They knew what you did, they could see it in your eyes. 'Cause the truth bubbles up, the truth bubbles up. The truth sits under your tongue. The truth bubbles up, the truth bubbles up. The truth sits under your tongue. You got all dressed up, a pack of fools. If you're not you, then you're not breaking any rules. Fictional stories, painting pictures, keep them guessing. They question you, no way are you confessing. But the truth bubbles up, the truth bubbles up. The truth sits under your tongue. The truth bubbles up, the truth bubbles up. The truth sits under your tongue. They swerve until a shady car park, no one can see.
This is Isabella Austin with Truth Bubbles Up, which we're just going to fade a Jenna up over the top of that. Kia ora, Jenna. How are you?
Kia ora. So nice to hear you.
You too.
Just one of you.
just the one of us today. That's good to hear, not doubling up over ourselves. We've got some good books to talk about this morning. What are you bringing us today?
Today I'm reviewing Claudia Durastanti's first novel to be translated into English from Italian. It's called Strangers I Know. And this is a book that I picked up just as a bookshop punter at Time Out. It was in the fiction section. I just picked it up, read the back, and I was like, man, this sounds awesome. Because Siri's the book buyer, so I get the lovely surprise of what's
nice.
Coming in as well. And I didn't know anything about the author. I just started reading and was instantly hooked.
That's so cool.
I know, it's very exciting. Claudia, the main character is Claudia, and her parents both have this different story of how they met. Her mum believes that they met when she stopped her father from jumping off a bridge, and her dad believes he saved her mum from a robbery. And these are these tales that they've told Claudia over her lifetime. And I found this the most intriguing premise, you know, thinking of family memory, how different family members have different experiences of the same time. And what is also really interesting is both Claudia's parents are deaf. So the family in her childhood, they never learned sign language. So they had this really incredible way of communicating, which is also very alienating to Claudia and her brother. Also, because the family moved between Italy and America, she and her brother are constantly in the space of translation, misunderstanding, and making their own way. And her parents, I guess, it's the best way to say it, they don't live in their disability perhaps as expected. They're quite eccentric and reckless as well. So this book is divided into sections. There's family, travels, health, work and money and love, which you'd probably recognise from a your star sign.
Yeah.
What comes in there.
That's so funny.
The first section of this book, Claudia recalls these tales from her parents, exploring the mythology of them. And this feels way more like a novel. But then as Claudia herself arrives into the narrative, I clicked very naively that this is totally autofiction. Uh-huh. And it's the story of her life. Juristan in real life, and she dissects language, a sense of space and belonging. She's someone that's always moving around. She lives in lots of different places and is sitting within them. And what Juristan has also said in the afterward in an interview is that she's written this book and that you can read the sections out of order. She really wants the book to be published out of order. So it's about her, but it feels quite a bit like a collective biography, especially mm-hmm. in the travel section. It's all set, I mean, she was born, I think, very similar time to me in the mid-80s, so to me, I felt very connected to a lot of these yep. cultural and political touchstones she has. It's relatable, fresh, literary, and I can't wait to read more by her. It has touches of wonderful authors. I really thought of Elena Ferrante, of course, mm-hmm. being Italian. I thought of Annie Erno, Ellie Smith, and also our own Charlotte Grimshaw.
In oh, terms wow.
of yeah. So I thought it was a wonderful new author for... a new author in English for our readers to discover.
This sounds really exciting. I also, as you were saying, you said the name of the author, you said the name of the main character, and it wasn't until you said that you'd also slowly realised it was autofiction that my brain clicked on that as well. But it sounds like a book that you could read if you're not necessarily someone who likes biographies or autofiction. You could maybe read it and still get a lot out of it. Would that be a fair assumption?
I think so. I think it's very accessible autofiction, and especially like how I didn't even realize it was autofiction halfway through. But and I found it quite gentle. She's quite a gentle voice, and each section is actually written quite differently, but it all links together so right. well. I think she's a very, very smart writer, and we need some gentle stuff at this time, and I found it really soothing.
Fantastic. So remind us of the name and the author.
So this is called Strangers I Know. It's by Claudia Juristanti, and it's published by our friends at Text Publishing in Australia.
Cool.
And the translator is translated by Elizabeth Harris.
Awesome. And is it in the shop at the moment if people want to go and grab a copy?
It's on the shelf now.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for that, Jenna. Sounds like an awesome book. I hope you have a lovely rest of your week, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too. Take care, everyone.
Ka kite. See you later.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you so much.